Page Nun Vav, today is the 2nd of Shvat, January 8th. Page Nun Vav, after the whole section about the revelation by way of the Beis Yosef, the presence of Shlomo Alkovitz, and how that shows us how Ruach HaKodesh existed in Klal Yisrael in a strong way, as of very recently, and the Ramchal had a Magid, and so on. Now another example, middle of the page. Davar shel kol chachmei ha'umos hiskashu va'od bimei ha'beinim. Something that all of the wise men of the nations of the world had difficulty with in the Middle Ages. Hukvias haluach v'hashvoas chodshei ha'yareach m'shnas hachama. Is the establishment of the calendar and synchronizing, connecting lunar months with a solar year. They knew how long it takes for a lunar month cycle, and they knew about the seasons and the solar year, and they couldn't connect it to. Bidei Chachmei Yisrael haisi yediya brura b'inyan amok zeh. In the hands of the Chachmei Yisrael, there was clear knowledge in this deep matter. Lahem haisa bazeh kabbalah ishmi pi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu mi pi agura. They had a Kabbalah, person to person, all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when they, yeah, well, it became more relevant when they weren't using Eidos for the Chadashim, but the knowledge of it was always there. Kasher Botla Kviyas HaKodesh Al Pi Eidim, when the establishment of the months was no longer done by witnesses, as you learn about in the Mishnayos. Gilu Chazal Asod HaMolad V'Chachmas Ibur Hashanah. So Chazal revealed the secret of the Molad and the Chachma of making what we call Ibur Yars, like we have coming up in a month or two.
You bore me.
It means what we call a leap year in English, but just like a mi'uberes, as a woman who's pregnant has something sticking out, so a year that has an appendage, a second adar. V'noda ba'olam, it's known in the world, ki cheshbon hashana al pi ha'Torah bonu el ha'machzor shel yutzes shana, that the cheshbon of the years based on the Torah is built on a 19-year cycle. Shebo mishtav v'machot she'halvonim shlos hachama, by way of which the months of the moon, the lunar months, are equated, or let's say paralleled or synchronized with the solar years. Vaisa Kabbalah bidei Chazal. Chazal had a tradition, Shalom yikvu sheva shnos ibur v'soch kol ma'asu shayitza shana, that there will always be seven ibur years, seven what we call leap years, we have an extra month, within a 19-year cycle. Nimtza shiyesh b'chol machzor 235 chadashim. So in every machzor you have 235 months. He's doing 19 times 12 plus 7. If you have 19 years of 12 months, and then within those 19 years you're always going to have an additional 7 leap years. So 19 times 12 plus 7 is 235 months. There's a cycle of 235 lunar months. Shehem 6,939 and 2/3 yom. 595 chalakim, ve'elahem 19 shnos hachama belita sefes v'girah. That ends up equaling exactly 19 solar years without any extra or lacking.
That's when we say that bracha chachama. Last time we did it, right? Every 19 years.
That's 20 years.
Yeah, that's a longer cycle. Yeah, that's not when the moon and the sun are. That's supposed to be the relative. What that is exactly is a little complicated. We're following a sheet of Shmuel. Yeah, that's a longer thing. This is just when the solar and lunar link up. Should be the same day from both years. Cheshbon zeh mevusas al hayediyah. This cheshbon is based on the knowledge ki sibu halvana savel kadur ha'aretz, that the orbit of the moon around the sphere of the earth, around the earth. Haynu chodesh alvona. That's what a lunar month is. Kadur is the ball, the sphere. Yeah, because there's a bull. Nimshach, that goes on for Choftes Yom, Yud Beis Shaos, the 793. It's Tufshin Tzadi Gimel. That's the way we always abbreviate it. That a lunar month is exactly 12 years. I'm sorry, 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 Chelke Shaa. Chalakim of an hour. Lefi cheshbon shel 1080 chalakim l'shaa. A chalak is you divide an hour by 1080, which it's a few seconds. It's like 3 seconds, right? So that's what it is. It's 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. V'hineh be'erach b'zmano shel Rabbeinu Hakadosh. Around the time of Rabbeinu Hakadosh, who put together the Mishnayos, Hayachai b'Alexandria, ha'astronom hagadol. Ptolemaeus, the great astronomer Ptolemy, lived at around the time of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Mechaber Sefer HaAlmajest, Shemitocho Lamdu Astronomia, Anazman HaKadosh. It was a classic work of astronomy from which they learned until the current time, recent time. Kasher Noda Leptolemaeus, Ze Almachzar Yutas Shonava Yedios Habruras Becheshman Tzibuf Halavana Vechulu. When he became aware of this tradition, the 19 years and all the clear knowledge and the cheshbon of the lunar orbit, etc., laying him his basis upon which it's based, his he was very astounded. Ketzad ha'isa bidei chachmi Yisrael yediya. How did the chacham of Yisrael have knowledge? Chachmi umos terem amdu alav. The wise men of the other nations had yet to grasp. He says this proves that they had nevuah.
Wow.
It had to have been a communication from Hashem.
Galileo, that I'm the son of the universe, and that there's the whole orbit and so forth, and this is much earlier than that.
Yeah.
He's a Greek.
Greek astronomer. I don't know, so.
He said that, huh?
Well, actually, this is a Dover Beito, because if you want to find this, Dover Zeh Mesapeh Rabbi Yitzchak Abarbanel BePerusho Ala Torah Parshas Bo Ala Pasuk Achodesh Zeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Very timely. The Abarbanel writes it in this week's parsha. Achodesh Zeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. The Abarbanel is an amazing parish. Writes at length about what the yesodas of every concept are. So he cites this on the first mitzvah in this week's parsha. The Rabbi Nassau has long sections. What do you learn from something? So he has a section. He's going through different limudim. And he says the third lesson, he does cite this teaching. Interesting, Revolver writes, Mevi'u Vizel v'sifru gan no'ol. Vizel was a really a maskil. You see quoted Wissolini, Rav Hirsch quotes him sometimes. His deus were not exactly like those of the Chachmei Yisrael, but he was a scholar and he writes at length, so he cites it in his Sefer Gan Na'ul, which I think is really a book of words. The Malbim quotes it sometimes. I'm honestly not so familiar. So he tells you exactly where it is too. Behacha Bir, that'll be interesting to see. You can check it up on HebrewBooks.org. Achein Zohi Raya Brura Shaisa Nevuah B'Yisrael V'Chiyatar Himin Hashemayim. It's a clear proof that there was Nevuah in Yisrael and Torah is Min HaShemayim. Should I stop here? Is time already?
No.
No, okay. There's a drop more here. V'me'ata Barulon. Now it's clear to us. In Medvarim Pnimim Eilu Shal Ruach HaKodesh V'Darkei HaShkacha. If in these inner things of Ruach HaKodesh and the ways of HaShkacha, Lo Chala HaSaka B'Yisrael, there was no interruption in Klal Yisrael. We have things that are tradition all the way back. Where does our calendar come from? Where does Beis Yosef's communication, Lel Shavuos, come from? Should be most Moshe Rabbeinu, Ad L'Dor HaSachronim, Zachu G'dol Lein L'Ruach Mimarim, that from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until the recent generations, our great people have merited a spirit from on high. Kal V'chomer Ben Benoshel Kal V'chomer, Ki V'Torah's HaNigla, that in the revealed Torah, we're not talking about some esoteric thing that comes to one person on a rare occasion, but in the Torah that we actively study and is out there for everybody, lo nifsaka hashalshelas ad hayom hazeh, that the chain has not been interrupted to this day. B'tkufa shonos nizgalu drachim shonos b'Torah. In different times, different, let's say, approaches were revealed in Torah. What he's saying is, you know, there could be more of a pilpul approach, it could be more of a lundisha approach, those more involved in the mystical and so on. Achrat sifus ha-mesorah, but the continuation of the mesorah, v'lim ha-torah, v'flahi, but the study of Torah is a wonder. V'chol ha-nichnas ha-olama shal Torah, sena ha-kdosha, roa derech sluva l'fanav. Anybody who enters into the world of Torah sees a path that's clear before him. Mitaras Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Vashal Misina Ad Teresa Shal Achron Shev Achronim Shmeitza V'Agadata B'Londos V'Mosar. Until the recent time, whether it be in Ksugis of Gemara, Agada, Londos, and Musar. Continue tomorrow.